are we really in a position to turn down this investment, so to speak, to say that it's going to be on our terms? Do you think the minister was right to stand firm and to stick to the policy? Or do you think John Lewis coming with the promise of this £150 million investment and the 1,500 jobs, that we should have maybe shown a bit more flexibility in terms of letting them take their shot where they want to put it? What do you think? Where do you stand on this morning? 08459 555 678. Mrs. Johnson's in Lisburn. Good morning, Mrs. Johnson.
Good morning, Joel.
What do you think about this news this morning?
I am really shocked. I am fed up with petty dictators telling me where I'm living. I do not live in Belfast. I do not live in the greater Belfast area. Mm-hmm. I live in Lisburn. And what is more, this Belfast First, the Victoria Centre got all of the quick push through and was built while we were still waiting. Now, John Lewis would definitely be an asset in a six-county Ireland who has an enormous need of jobs.
Well, let me ask you, because you said that you're in Lisburn.
Yes.
And it did strike me this morning whenever I did hear it, and the minister has confirmed it this morning, that it is part of an executive policy when it comes to retail to put Belfast first. His
yes.
words, not mine.
Yes.
What do you think of that? And what do people outside of Belfast think of that? Do you feel?
Pardon?
What do you think of that? What does that say? What do people outside of Belfast think of
that?
That's
what I'm saying. We're second-class citizens. Now,
that's the very phrase I used to him, and he denied that.
Oh, well, I don't care what he said. I mean, he is dictating where I live. I don't live in Greater Belfast. I don't want to live in Greater Belfast.
He's not dictating where you live. He's dictating where he thinks it's best
yes,
to develop
where
retail.
Where I should spend my money and where people need jobs. I mean, you can walk through Lisburn. And you can see the devastation that has been caused by the recession. And we had a new build, and the shops are lying empty. And we have another new build, and it's sitting right in the centre of Lisburn, and the shops are still empty.
But the minister would maybe argue that he's trying to prevent out-of-town development for that very reason, to stop that getting even worse.
Yes, well, listen, it can't get much worse. And while he's listening or not listening, or while his little minions are listening, I mean, why not? I am originally from Armagh. Why not Armagh first? Why not Ballygally first? Enniskillen first? Why not? All of these have good road internet junctions on them. Why not put it at Ballygally?
Okay.
I mean, why not? I mean, why not Ballygally? Why not Armagh, my home maiden city? Why not it?
Okay, Mrs. Johnson, thank you. 08459 555 678. Particularly like to hear from listeners who have heard that phrase now, putting Belfast first in terms of retail policy, and what you think of that, particularly if you're a retailer, perhaps outside of Belfast. Geoffrey Donaldson from the DUP, the Lagan Valley MP, is also on the line this morning. It's an interesting one, this, for you, Geoffrey, because obviously in terms of your constituency, you'd like to see this arrive, and yet we're told that this is executive policy that obviously the DUP must be supporting, that in terms of retail, you have to put Belfast first.
Well, I haven't seen that, Joel. I've heard it from Alex Atwood. The pledge of office requires all ministers to serve all the people of Northern Ireland equally. That's what it says. The ministerial code of conduct requires ministers to observe the highest standards, including impartiality. And I think in this case, we haven't had that, Joel. I think that we have a decision here. And I listened very carefully to what the minister said. I heard his arguments. You know, the minister changed the policy. You said he stuck to the policy. He changed the policy. And the change he made at Sprisfield excludes John Lewis. Let's be clear about that. His policy change didn't just deal with smaller shop units. It effectively meant John Lewis could not go to Sprisfield because it restricts future development to bulky goods. And he knows, as much as I know, that that's not the John Lewis retail experience. So the minister changed the policy in a way that he knew full well would have this result, and so it has come to pass. And so when I hear the minister talk about wanting John Lewis in Northern Ireland, and I set that alongside the decision he made to change the planning policy, frankly, I'm confused.
So whenever the DUP had the Environment Ministry up until 2011, why did it not happen then?
Because, believe you me, it wasn't for want of trying, but every time the minister sought to move this forward, the objectors went to the High Court and got it stopped, to the point where the public inquiry has been delayed, and the minister accepted this in his interview. It's been delayed and delayed. 9 years, Joel.
Yeah, but
have been waiting.
But those people are perfectly entitled to object to that and went through proper process.
And I therefore think there is a big issue about our planning process and our planning system. When 9 years later, an investment that has the potential to bring 1,500 jobs and £150 million into our economy in the middle of the worst recession we have had for years, then there's something badly wrong. Yeah, that's why I think the executive needs to look at what has happened. There are very major lessons that we need to draw from this, because today, Joel, as far as potential investors are concerned, I heard Alex talk about wind turbines, and that's good. We can generate a lot of hot air in Northern Ireland, but are we going to attract investment, real investment, creating jobs? And I've heard about retail impact. I heard what the minister said. You know, 30 years ago when Marks and Spencers was built, the same merchants of doom predicted that Lisburn would die on its feet. What happened, Joel? Lisburn city centre grew. There was investment in the city centre alongside the growth of Sprucefield. We had new businesses moving into the area. Then comes the recession, and the recession has devastated the city centre. I understand that. I talk to the traders on a weekly basis. I hear their concern.
Right, so you're talking to them. So people who say that another development outside the centre of Lisburn would have a further negative impact and would devastate some of those remaining businesses in the city centre by taking custom out of the city centre. Is that what you're hearing when you speak to them? Is that a true reflection? What are you hearing?
I'm hearing from Lisburn Chamber of Commerce now that they recognise that having John Lewis right on the edge of our city centre can only benefit in terms of bringing thousands of shoppers into the area. This is not just about, and let's understand this, Joel, I think this is important. Alex Atwood talks about Belfast versus everywhere else.
Well, and he says that this is executive policy to put Belfast first when it comes to retail development.
And I have told you what is required of ministers, to serve all the people of Northern Ireland equally. And the minister is not the minister for Belfast. He is the minister of the environment for Northern Ireland. The DOE is DOE Northern Ireland, not DOE Belfast. And when he makes a decision, he has to have regard to the whole of Northern Ireland. Now, let's consider that for one moment. John Lewis, right now in London, are looking at Dublin. They want to have a flagship store in the island of Ireland with an all-island distribution centre. They chose Sprucefield, and they are absolutely clear, Joel, and they reiterated this in their statement. Sprucefield is the only option in Northern Ireland for them. There is no other option. So the alternative now is Dublin. And what will happen here, Joel? And how can anyone argue this is good for Northern Ireland? If John Lewis goes south, if they create a flagship store to the north of Dublin with an all-island distribution centre, is anyone seriously suggesting that that will have no impact on Belfast city centre, no impact on Lisburn city centre? Of course it will. It will have major impact. Thousands of Ulster shoppers going south instead of thousands of southern shoppers coming to Northern Ireland. That's what this decision does. That's the downside to this. The idea that there is no negative, no downside to what Alex Atwood has done here is spurious in the extreme. Northern Ireland loses out if this decision stands. It sends out a message from Northern Ireland, close for business. If you want to invest, go south. How on earth is that acting in the best interests of all the people of Northern Ireland?
A lot of callers on this. I'm going to come to them maybe after the news headlines at 9:30. But one final question for you just before you go, Geoffrey Donaldson. I'm reading a statement from the First Minister this morning who says that he remains committed to ensuring the executive will address this issue in the near future, and hopes that the circumstances will be created to allow a new John Lewis application. Now, given that the Environment Minister Alex Atwood has already said that he's not going to change his mind, what does that mean? Does that mean that the First Minister and the Executive can overturn this decision?
They can call in the decision, yes, they can. Especially in circumstances where a Minister's decision impacts across other departments. I think it is right for the executive to intervene here. Look,
they can call in the decision. So spell that out exactly. They can do what in terms of challenging.
They can bring this decision back to the executive table on the basis that it is a major strategic decision that has significant consequences, not just for the DOE, but for other departments as well, for our economy. So I think this is a major decision that needs to be examined by the executive, and I would welcome that. And we do need to strike a balance. I understand.
And you think that's what the First Minister means when he says that's what he would be perhaps thinking of doing?
The executive, he has said in his statement that the executive needs to examine this. And I believe the executive does need to examine it for all the reasons I have explained. This is a matter that is important to Northern Ireland. I believe the executive wants to do what's good for Northern Ireland. And I have explained to you why I think this decision is bad for Northern Ireland.
I'm sorry for cutting you off, Geoffrey Donaldson. We're just up against time. I want to speak to Donald McFedries this morning. Donald, interesting on that point that Geoffrey Donaldson has just made, that he would like to see, and in the wake of what Peter Robinson has said in his statement, he would like to see this brought before the executive. He feels that it's important enough an issue for that, and to challenge the Environment Minister around the executive table on the decision that he's made. What's your reaction to that this morning?
First of all, I'm not a politician, Joel, but I would very much concur with what Geoffrey Donaldson has said. Both he and the minister, interestingly, don't even know the name of Victoria Square. They're referring to it as Victoria Centre. And the minister made the error of saying that this development would be 1.5 times the size of Victoria Centre, because it's actually going to be 1.5 times the size of Castle Court. So it's very worrying when you hear a minister in that position taking those sorts of decisions and making policy on the hoof and affecting people like John Lewis, who are very keen to come here, and many other retailers as well.
Do you see this as an attempt to call John Lewis's bluff?
I'm not sure exactly what it is. That's something you'd have to put to the minister. And I'm not sure also, by the same token, that John Lewis are not trying to call the executive's bluff. We can't have retailers coming in here, you know, bully-boying their way in and using those sorts of tactics to get what they want and throwing their toys out of the pram. John Lewis is a major investor looking to invest £150 million in this province of their own money. Mm. They're not asking us for a penny. I think it's time to go to the consumers and give the consumers a voice and ask them, do you want it and where do you want it?